In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. We've entered the fourth Sunday of the Great Fast. And the epistle appointed for this day refers to our father Abraham. And St. Paul says to the Hebrews, "And thus Abraham, having patiently endured, obtained the promise of a son. Abraham endured much, for many, many years, before the promise of the son was fulfilled in Isaac." Lent, the great fast, the Christian life, has much to do, and perhaps everything to do, with patient endurance. We endure many things. We endure sickness. We endure the aging process. We endure our spouse sometimes. We endure our children all the time. We endure jobs that may not be fulfilling. We endure just the uncertainties of life. Enduring something that we have to do. Whether we're a Christian or a non-believer, life comes at us. We can endure patiently or we can fall into despair. It will come nonetheless. But for Christians especially, there is another kind of endurance. And that first kind is important as well. It's more of an active endurance. Great Lent is about activity. It's something like the time of year when the Christian army gathers together and we go on the offensive against the evil one. We take the offensive against the kingdom of the devil, against the kingdom of death. And we mobilize ourselves, we put out our banner, and we call the evil one out. And by our endurance during this time of year especially, we're like a soldier who has lost ground. And because of our patient endurance and because of our strength, we seek to take back that lost ground. The ground that belongs to us, that God gave to us. He was delivered to us completely. And because of our laziness, because of our sinfulness, because of the distractions we deal with every single day of our lives, we've lost ground. Great Lent is that great battle that we should do at all times, but especially now, it's that battle to regain what we've lost. Not just regain what we've lost, but to gain even more ground. The Christian life is an active life. Today we remember our father among the saints, John, who was the abbot of Sinai, who wrote that famous book that's read every year, especially by monastics, but by everyone, The Ladder of Divine Ascent. And the icon of that book, in fact, shows this ladder leading up to heaven. And each rung is a virtue. And some are ascending the ladder. Some are looking at the ladder. Some are falling off the ladder. You know, our Lord said in the Gospel of Matthew, "It's the one who endures until the end who will be saved." We won't be saved by watching Oprah or Ellen or idle, by reading a good book. We won't be saved by a great job or career. We won't be saved by having a beautiful family and a beautiful house. We are saved by our cooperation with the Spirit of God, by our submission, by our humble endurance unto the end. St. Ignatius of Antioch, in one of his letters, says, much like St. Paul in his epistles, St. Ignatius says, your baptism is your armor. Your faith is your helmet. Your love is your spear. And your patient endurance is your covering, your protection. We're given everything we need in the church through the graces, through God's grace, through the sacraments, through Scripture, through our prayers. We're given every step we need to take to make it to the kingdom. We will not make it, though, by sitting back and watching, by being bored, by saying, tomorrow I'll take this seriously. The salvation of us, the salvation of our children, our grandchildren, our family, depends on us being active, being soldiers on that front line, taking back what God has already given us. To the prayers of St. John of the Ladder, who has shown us the way, and through God's grace, may it be so. Amen.